You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin voters have already broken a record for this election before we even get to April 1st. Savannah Tolme Olson explains.
About 500,000 Wisconsinites have already cast their ballot for the spring election. Looking at the data, that's about double the number of people who voted absentee in the 2023 state Supreme Court race. It's part of a growing trend that kicked off during the pandemic. More people are exercising their right to vote before Election Day. According to numbers from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, about half the people who voted early voted absentee in person. The other half returned their ballot directly to the clerk's office, through the mail, or via Dropbox. We'll get the final count of absentee ballots for this election on Monday.
Early voting continues through this weekend, but not all municipalities offer absentee in-person voting on the weekends. You should check with your local clerk's office. But if you want to vote early, you must already be registered. Early voting wraps up on Sunday. Election Day is Tuesday, April 1st. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. A recent study by CloudWards found that Wisconsin students have one of the lowest levels of interest in using artificial intelligence cheating tools of any state in the country. According to the report, Wisconsin saw about 355 AI assistant searches in academic settings per 1 million people. The highest was Washington, D.C., which saw over four times more searches at nearly 1,800 per million. Experts say Wisconsin's school environments that promote critical thinking could be discouraging students from using the AI tools. There's a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids on Monday. You can donate with the Community Blood Center from 2 to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School on March 31st. Wisconsin voters needn't be put off by President Donald Trump's latest executive order. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports.
Trump's executive action requires providing proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin said Wednesday that the April 1st election in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court, for the Department of Public Instruction, and many, many local races is a state election, not a federal election. Heck said it's also unclear whether the order is constitutional and will withstand challenges in court. He said the intent appears to be to sow confusion ahead of Wisconsin State Supreme Court election, in which Trump has endorsed conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Trump is also demanding that all ballots be received by Election Day. Ballots received later than that are not counted in Wisconsin.
Over 40 people gathered at Hotel Mead on Wednesday night this week and learned how to line dance. Wisconsin country-style dancers taught three or four different line dances during the 90-minute event on March 26th. Dancers ranged in age from 6 to mid-70s. The instructor cautioned kids younger than 10 might have a harder time keeping up, but everyone had a fun time. The Riverside A Ballroom at Hotel Mead was packed with people, and the instructor moved around a lot so everyone could see the steps. One attendee said the instructor broke the steps down and repeated them several times, so it was good for all levels of dancers. Wisconsin country-style dancers are based in Marshfield, but travel all around central Wisconsin to select locations once a month. The next time they'll be in Wisconsin Rapids is Wednesday, April 16th. They'll be at the Hotel Mead from 7 to 8:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Yanks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 4-2 on opening day at Yankee Stadium. A positive was Vinny Capra getting the start at third base and hitting a home run on his first at-bat of the season.
I thought it was a pretty special moment. Yeah, I mean, a win is what we're trying for, but first at-bat to want to do. Stuck to the plan and kind of ended up working out. So
Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta on Capra's shot that sailed over the left field wall.
It was impressive. You know, and at the same time, it's a little weird because we get a little used to see him doing it during spring training. Hopefully that he keeps doing it that well. I think that he has a lot of things to prove, good things for him, for his career, and for the team.
The crew loaded the bases top of the ninth, but former Brewer Devin Williams got out of the jam, retiring Jackson Chourio and Christian Yelich for the save. The two teams have the night off. They'll play tomorrow at noon. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They host the Knicks in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here are some flicks that might be worth a look. If you're in the mood for a horror comedy, check out Death of a Unicorn, starring Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega, as a father-daughter duo headed to a party when they accidentally kill a unicorn. The film is pulling an almost fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 57%, and it's rated R. Another horror film opening is The Woman in the Yard, about an ominous-looking woman who mysteriously appears in a family's yard and gives dire warnings. No reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. Action fans might want to check out Jason Statham's new movie called A Working Man, where Statham's character is a mild-mannered construction worker with a special forces military background. You might think you've heard this story before, but no. This is much different than his last film, where he was a trained killer hiding his identity as a beekeeper. In A Working Man, Statham goes after the human traffickers who have kidnapped his boss's daughter. Be careful out there, folks. Pretty much everyone with a mild-mannered job is a trained killer. Let's go to the movies. Actor Bill Murray does not have many regrets over his 50-year career, but the Lost in Translation star appeared on the Howard Stern Show recently and did say he regrets turning down Clint Eastwood. Murray was enamored with some of Eastwood's earlier work and called him. Eastwood asked Murray if he would ever do another military role along the lines of Stripes. Murray told Stern he had sort of a been-there-done-that attitude and passed on what was most likely the film Heartbreak Ridge. And to this day, he still apologizes to Eastwood. Apparently, the phrase raw-dogging has more than one meaning. Actor Patrick Warburton has taken credit for creating the practice by way of his character Putty from Seinfeld. Raw-dogging refers to a travel trend in which a passenger boards a flight with no form of entertainment and doesn't even sleep. They just sit there and stare like Putty did on Seinfeld. Sound fun? It might be, until it drives Elaine crazy and she breaks up with you. Yellowstone appears to be birthing yet another spinoff. Luke Grimes will revise his role as Casey Dutton. There are no storylines available yet, but the show will be produced by MTV Studios. Other Yellowstone spinoffs include 1883 and 1923, which is currently in its second season on Paramount+. Another anticipated Yellowstone spinoff will star Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley as Rip and Beth. It does not yet have a title. Ageism is still alive in Hollywood, but it's not as bad as it used to be for women, according to actress Cate Blanchett. The actress recently told Business Insider that when she started in the biz, an actress had a shelf life of 5 years. In Blanchett's case, it probably doesn't hurt that she's an Oscar winner. The actress is in the midst of a 30-year run with no sign of let-up in sight. The Elizabeth star credits more women producers and writers in positions of power that are more likely to develop roles and content for women. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm possible this evening. Otherwise, cloudy, scattered showers likely. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, 47 the high with more rain likely tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.